Most of us know or have heard the term wage slave, but have you ever stopped to think about what the term actually means? Well, most people can have very different definitions of what the term means, but in today's episode, I'm going to clear that definition up by being far clearer and objective about what wage slavery is and why it's very important, because the first step involved in correcting a problem is knowing exactly what it is you're dealing with. Hello, folks. My name is Ernest. Thank you for being here. If you're like the vast majority of people out there, you work to earn a living, to pay the bills, to survive. No mystery there. But what many people don't stop to consider is that as a wage slave, you're trading your absolute most valuable commodity, your time, which cannot be replaced, simply to survive. This situation is even far worse for those who are salaried, non-hourly workers, because generally speaking, unlike hourly workers, the corporation expects far more of your hours, your life moments, than hourly wage slaves, which makes a person's life moments even shorter, even if they're being thrown a few more money crumbs. So first, to answer the question of defining being a wage slave, I believe this definition pretty much covers it. A wage slave is someone who is forced for economic survival reasons to perform a task on a regular basis that if they had their own choice, they simply wouldn't do. Now, I want you to listen and seriously consider what I'm saying here, because the implications of this arrangement have far-reaching consequences to both the mind and body, usually negative. The reason for this residual negative effect is that normal human beings seek pleasure in the meaningfulness of what they do, as it produces good and positive feelings, not only about themselves, but with the other person they're interacting with. That's the reason for doing things. It's a demonstration of what I've talked a great deal about, symbiosis, the act of truly meaningful giving and taking. As for example, let's say I'm a plumber, and you need some plumbing work done on your house, but you don't have any money. But you do have some skills in carpentry or house painting that we could exchange those skills from something we both equally enjoy and receive a much better, meaning practical as well as emotional satisfaction from the exchange, value. Because normal people enjoy helping others. It's basically just how we tick. And it's worked very successfully for countless generations. This, unfortunately, is not the state of existence most of us live in today. Most people, even today, are aware of the profound differences in the way people who live in the country, or perhaps very small towns, will go out of their way to help you if you're in need. Many times in my life, I was helped by these people. Usually it was my vehicle either having a flat tire or it broke down because something went wrong. Complete strangers offered to help me with getting a flat tire fixed or even working on my vehicle to get it running again and flatly refusing to take any money, which was also really good because it just so happened that in those cases back then, I was pretty much broke. I was able to survive, and in a few cases, I mean that quite literally, because I was dealing with an ancient species, something harder and harder to encounter these days, human beings. The reason why this situation exists, why people have become so utterly dysfunctional, is that people have largely become totally commodified. They have been conditioned to be wage slaves, to turn their brains and feelings off and to focus only on whatever job or production they have been trained to do. Nothing more other than the reward of some very superficial concerns or pleasures that don't threaten the status quo, that don't threaten the corporation who owns them. So when it comes to these owners I speak of, yes, it's corporations. It's the owners of those corporations. But most important, the real control is actually a philosophy. This means that the real control comes from the philosophy of psychopaths. It means that to a very large extent, society is so incredibly fucked up because business is based on the values of narcissism and psychopathy. This brings us to the ultimate question. How do you stop being a wage slave? Well, in most cases, you can't stop it on a dime. When something is so ubiquitous and deeply etched into a society, the necessary changes need to be personal, slow, yet unrelenting. Because after all, that's exactly the process of how the controllers got to where they are today. Breaking human beings down into mindless consumers without them having the ability to recognize or accept that fact. So if any of this is making sense to you and you want some advice, all I can say is that there are a million different individual circumstances, and therefore a million different ways you can do something to weaken or change this corporate psychopathic stranglehold. You might, for just one simple example, again, this may not apply to all people in all situations, just simply fucking slow down at work. That's a big one. If that's not available, try coming up with something else. Humans are mostly smart and can be very innovative. You're just going to have to figure that shit out for yourself and your particular circumstances. But the point is to do something, anything, to break the chains and get your dignity and self-respect as a human being back again. Because without doing that, you're not a feeling, self-aware, and fully actualized human being. Just a fucking wage slave. Until next time, this is Ernest, and that's all I've got for today.